This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 10 past 9. It is Friday morning. Thank you for listening today. I hope you've had as fun a Friday as we have. I've been having a great time today. What a fun show. You guys are fun people. Mm-hmm. I like it. Let's see what the people had to say.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. 415 says, sending some Friday love. I so appreciate you kids being there for us.
Thank you. We appreciate you being here for us.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be mutual. Or
yeah.
Really, it's just
got a two-way street.
Four people talking to themselves. We need you. Listeners wanted. 925. Hey, Vinny, I had an experience with a guy I had over to give me an estimate. He was here for my oven, but it was way too expensive. So I had him look at my fridge. We agreed on a price, and the day he was to come over and fix it, gave him half the money and signed the invoice. A few hours later, his boss called to say that he made a mistake. He was a new guy and wouldn't be honoring that price. It went from $190 to $400 or something. I was very upset.
No.
I don't know if I could have told them to do it for the first price since I had an invoice already, but I ended up getting my check back after several phone calls and them wanting me to pay for the estimate. I was furious. This company was, they say, but they'll never get my business again. Yeah, you know what? What I found out about appliance people is they don't need your business. They've got plenty of it.
Yeah. So they're going to do it for their price and hold you hostage. I mean, that's, you are at their mercy. If mm-hmm. only we all knew how to fix fridges, ovens, dishwashers, etc., then we wouldn't need these people. Let's all learn. Let's all band together and learn how to fix these things. And then forget you appliance fixer people.
I'm not saying that. I'm still desperately needing them to show up on Saturday. Desperately. Fell back asleep with you guys in my earbuds. We were all at a big brunch you two threw at Sarah's house. And the takeaway is Vin can sing like Bobby Vinton while making omelets to order for a crowd.
Well, Vinny, I mean, I knew you were a singer, but like Bobby Vinton. Oh.
I don't even know who Bobby Vinton is. I've heard the name.
This person has got to be 10 years older than us, I think. My mom would tell you who Bobby. Oh, there we go.
That does sound like me.
It does. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's here, Vinny?
Oh, I don't have it.
What a voice you have on you, Vinny.
Thanks. Still too much smoke in Petaluma to open windows. Enjoy the weather if you can.
It's been very smoky.
We're also risking the smoke smell for the cooling. Mm-hmm. We're just going to risk it. We've opened the house up. So, yes, there is still a smoke smell here. These fires are not out.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, we actually, it's funny. You do a balancing act every night. You go, it's not that bad. Maybe we should open all the windows up. And then other days, there's no question. Like, oh, that is, we got to keep those sealed up and suffer.
Sarah, don't open your windows. Smoke stinks really bad in Mill Valley. We're bleeped.
Great.
With the heat wave and the stink of smoke. You know who's really bleeped with the heat wave and the stink of smoke? The firefighters. They're the ones that are really bleeped.
And the people whose houses have burned down and have had to leave their neighborhoods. There's a lot of suckage happening here. We all get our equal, well, not an equal share. We all get some portion of it.
Right.
Some people get it really bad.
Yes. In fact, So my kid was in here a second ago. I don't know if you've seen her coming in and out. She's clearly angling for a spot on the air with you guys for a second here. But
well, we miss her too. Please let her know. It's because of her mean dad that she's not on. Just let her know that.
What? How dare you? Anyway.
It's not our fault, Isla. We'd love to have you.
She's about to do her first Zoom personal one-on-one meeting with her new school teacher.
Oh.
And school starts on Tuesday. Although
fun.
Part of the reason for the delay in school, which was supposed to happen last Monday, was that the fire burned down a bunch of people's homes here in the Santa Cruz County, including her teacher's home.
Oh, boy.
And we didn't think her teacher was even gonna work. Like, we thought, oh, she's tapping out. But she's decided to work through it. So what a trooper. And I look forward to meeting her, and we're going to actually donate to her. She's one of the people who has
a GoFundMe.
What do they call those? GoFundMe. We're going to definitely help her as best we can.
Boy, that's rough. You know, I suppose if you've been relocated, you know for sure your house is burnt down and you're sitting there kind of freaking out like, what do I do? Maybe teaching is going to be the outlet she needs. It'll get her mind off it and occupy her. Oh, that's awful. What a trooper.
408 says, Vinny sounds extra handsome today.
Oh, he looks extra handsome too. You should see him.
Oh, thanks, Sarah. That's probably Trina. You know, Christina's best friend, Trina, comes by and always writes me chalk messages on the driveway. Stuff like that, you know.
Oh.
And so she's probably texting in.
Well,
today.
Nice to know
thanks,
you got a backup
Trina.
Plan if, you know.
Oh, is that what that is?
If Chris kicks you to the curb, then, you know, call Trina and cry
to
her.
You know, something tells me if I lose my Christina, I lose many of the friends I've made through Christina at the same time.
You lose your Trina, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That was weird.
Let's see here. I've been listening since 2012, and I still can't tell if Vinny is being serious about liking country music.
He does not like country music.
I love country music. I listen to it all
the time. He doesn't listen to it all
the
time. He thinks Wilco is country. And if he listens to Wilco, he's listening to it. He doesn't listen to it. Nope. He didn't put that on. No how.
I love country. Don't let her lie to you.
415 says, country is strong.
I like Sarah Bareilles too, but enough's enough. Come on.
Yeah, that is. It was very mellow. I was hoping for something a little more upbeat. She's great, though. Oh, so great.
Christina Aguilera has a YouTube of her talking about revisiting the honor of the song. She wanted it to be the evolution and maturity she's grown and the song.
Oh, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
Like, here's where I am now. So this is what I give you now as opposed to when I was 18 years old and gave it to you or however old.
Hey, happy Friday, Sarah and Vinny. I tuned in late this morning, just as Vinny was saying. Include San Mateo and all the way to Big Sur. Don't go there. What was that full report about? The full report is that the beaches off the coast of Northern California are closed for Labor Day weekend. There are certain openings and certain restrictions and whatnot, but in general, the beaches are closed.
Right.
So if you want to get more info, you can Google that. But basically, they're saying, don't go to the beach this weekend.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a 3-day weekend. It's going to be really hot. But it's just not an option.
Right.
It sucks. We all get it. But don't do it.
510. Thank you. I got hardly any comments on this. And it doesn't seem like anyone went and looked up what I was talking about.
What is it?
But finally, 510. Vinny. I saw the Miracle Water commercial in my patient's room last night, and I had to try not to laugh while watching it. This Miracle Water is mind-blowing. It seems
it's
like
it's still going on, huh?
I guess I would have thought the guy bought like a weekend spot load and then takes the money and leaves town and goes to another, you know, part of the country.
Yeah.
Because how can you promise people that getting this Miracle Water for free suddenly brings you all these miracles, like a $10,000 check out of nowhere. That's what this commercial is saying. And somehow it's being aired on television throughout the Bay Area. And I was watching it going, this can't be legal. It can't be.
I got to get me some of that stuff. That sounds great.
You get this water?
It's from Jesus this, water, right?
From
is
this
that
reverend.
What it is?
Yeah, it's some priestly guy.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember his name. Peter Pan or something. What was it, Bryn?
Peter Pants You.
Peter
Popoff.
Popoff.
Oh, yeah.
The guy.
Oh, that guy.
Anyway, that's real. I wasn't making that up. There's a commercial out there where he's promising you if you get some of this water he's offering that miracles will happen. And then there are the people saying, I got $2,000 right after I got my miracle water. It just came in the mail. What?
Yeah, there are even reports that some blind man got it and he went home being able to see.
Yeah, I'm telling you the promises
that's
are crazy.
Amazing.
Guy's up there like, I was on drugs. I was a loser. I got the miracle water, and now I don't do drugs anymore, and I have a great job, and I have a... How can he promise this?
Maybe it gives you the strength to get the things you need.
Maybe. Or what do they call that? A placebo effect?
Right. You expect it to happen, so it does.
Sheesh.
Hmm.
Let's see here.
Maybe it's steroids in that water or something.
Maybe.
Yeah. I might have to go back on steroids.
Oh, yeah. We like steroids, Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Steroids, Sarah, is so fun.
I remember you guys liking her. I can't really remember anything that happened while I was on steroids, but I have that rash all over me again.
You do?
Yeah, I'm allergic to something in this yard. It's killing me. I don't know what it is.
Well, maybe
John has it a little this time, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Not
really?
Like I do. My system just reacts to it. But it's just, you know, my knees, my elbows, terrible. Steroids, here I come.
I'd love to help you with your fundraising, but I've already donated $200 for my participatory effort. Gonna climb a mountain, too.
Yeah, look, we actually, it was weird that we all of a sudden got this goal of $2,500 for the fundraiser for the first responders, because we'd been pimping this for a while, and I know how our listeners are. They're super generous. I'm sure there's $20,000 worth of donations that we're not getting any credit for.
Yeah.
Now we got to come up with $2,500, and our incredibly generous listeners have come up with like $1,700 so far.
Can I read one from this?
Absolutely.
Donator, her name is Karen. She donated over $100. She says, thank you to all the first responders for your hard work and dedication. You guys are truly heroes. And thank you, Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nicole for putting a smile on my face every day when I listen to you guys. Aww. You guys are such good-hearted people with so much chemistry and teamwork. I love you all, Karen. I am actually a very nice and sweet Karen, and I'm a manager. Smiley face.
That's nice. She's one of the good Karens, you guys.
Exactly.
We should make up, apparently. You know, we should make up with some t-shirts, a good Karen, bad Karen, you know, you buy the one that's appropriate for you. I'm a bad Karen. I can't help it.
Hi, S&V, says 510. My sister was attacked by a woman in an elevator of a residential building in downtown SF after she politely asked the woman to put on a mask or kindly get off and take another elevator. The woman threatened to kill her, called her a bleep and bleep.
And now she's going to ride in the elevator with her?
Then hit her and shoved her.
Oh!
All of this in front of her young daughter. My sister is okay, but shaken up.
Wow,
WTF is wrong with people?
What is wrong with people?
Yep.
It's outrageous. It's like the decline of civilization.
It has felt in some of the stuff I've read, some of the stuff I've seen, even some of the behaviors I've witnessed, not specifically towards me, but seen in person, some of these behaviors, you just find yourself going, we have completely unraveled.
Like, what is this coming to?
Where did our civility go? Like, we all were. And that's I said this to you once before, and maybe this is a good thought for a Friday. Maybe it's a bad one. I don't know. But it seems like as Americans, when tragedy has happened, we have rallied as a group, as
together.
A country together to get through these things. And for some reason, this one in particular has us divided down the middle, and we're all acting like we don't know each other, like we don't know why we're here or what we're
right.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
It's so unfortunate. And I really feel like I told you that through this fire, which scared the living hell out of us, but
of
through this fire, I've been able to see that community closeness again, at least here in Santa Cruz. It's, you know, I can't say that that's happened everywhere because I haven't been everywhere, but that's where you go, oh, yeah, we are all
in
cool.
This together.
Yeah, we are all cool, and we all do great neighborly things for one another that's great to see. Thankfully, unfortunately, it had to come from a fire. And
right. Well, maybe the next time there's a pandemic, there'll be a more uniform directive out of our leaders, and everyone will conform, and it won't be about being a patriot or not, or thinking it's a hoax. It would just be great if there was some awesome leadership. That's all. That would have helped a lot, I think.
Right.
Put your goddamn mask on.
How does the radio.com app work so good, y'all? We don't know. I mean, I know they put millions of dollars into the research and development of that app, but how it works so well, I don't know. I mean, you'd expect there to be some jankiness to any kind of thing.
But it's perfect every day.
Flawless.
We have nothing to do with that success, by the way.
Yeah, we have nothing to do with how awesome that thing is. Nothing to do. It's not ours. We don't run it. We're just lucky enough to have it at our disposal.
To be a part of it, yeah.
The Jedi Master Yoda was the best known member of a species whose true name is not recorded. Known in some sources simply as Yoda's species, this species is a small carnivorous humanoids produced several well-known members of the Jedi Order during that time that I just got sucked into a nightmare. During that time of the Galactic Republic. Okay, well, whatever. I don't know how.
Maybe they'll reveal the name of the order. I really hope on The Mandalorian, which is going to, the next season is coming up like October 30th, I think. We're going to find out where baby Yoda came from. That's what I want to know. I want to see Yoda's home planet. Are there all these people magic? Do they just like move it? Oh, I want to live on that hill. So they like lift it up with the force and put it wherever they want it. You know, are they a kind people? Who are these people, these Yoda baby people?
707 says, you missed the whole story about Nancy. She was caught not following the rules that everyone has to. Do as I say, not as I do. No, we're
fully aware.
Very well aware. If you missed, if you, you know, are only jumping into little pieces of the show, you might have missed us saying that. But we're extremely familiar with the whole story. Although it looks like I misspoke. Because someone says, Vinny, the hair salon was on Union Street, not Union Square, LOL. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Whatever. In town.
The point is, it's a... Right. Here's another one, 707. Pelosi should apologize to the salon owner. Pelosi's full-on knows the mask guidelines for indoors around other people. Stop deflecting, Pelosi, and take ownership of your mishap. You know what's really troubling about this? And let's just say, for the argument's sake, let's say I'm Republican and it's just one of those things, right? But ultimately, heading into an election, someone that high in the party should not do anything that could possibly distract from the cause of your party, right?
Right.
It's crazy. I mean, I'm not speaking as a Democrat or a Republican. I'm just trying to make the point. You'd think that everybody in the party would be uniformly, lockstep.
Right.
Let's get
well, the
it
problem
right,
is
everyone.
There's no uniformity in the handling of this entire thing. I tend to believe that she called a person to do her hair and they said, oh, yeah, I can take you in here. And that, you know, as a person who spends a lot of time in Washington, she might know county to county what the rules are and took this person's word for it. Was it a setup? I kind of doubt it. I don't know that hairdressers are running around setting people up. It turns out the lady who owns the salon's a Trump supporter, and that's how Fox wound up getting a hold of the surveillance tape. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you'd think the Republicans would be like, oh, look, good. She's, you know, kind of on our side. She's not wearing the mask. See? It's safe. We're just looking for anything these days to beat each other up. Can't we just all get along?
No doubt. Jumping into dirty water builds your immune system. Helicopter parenting is probably why kids have weak immune systems these days. Maybe, but I used to swim in pesticide water.
Look at you now. You're fine.
There were farms on all sides of this little creek we used to jump into, and that's where
farm runoff. It's the best.
We used to smoke cloves down there. You know, I don't know if you ever smoked a clove, but you could get a little head rush off the thing, so you'd be like down by the creek. Smoking a clove, falling over. Look at me. I'm in the bushes.
Look at me. I'm falling into the wastewater that's running through the cow manure fertilized field with their pesticides. This is great. Come on in. The water's fine.
So gross. Yikes. Anyway, I'm out of time, everyone. We'll come back and say goodbye in just a minute.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I don't know what you guys are doing this weekend, but it's a heat wave and you can't go to the beach and it's a 3-day weekend, so try to enjoy it staying at home.
What are you going to do? You're just going to hang home with the fam and
hanging home, not seeing anybody, you know, same as always. But I'll sleep in. You know, I do like weekends and we've got a 4-day one this time. So, what about you? You guys got any kind of plans?
You just said it. Going to sleep in, going to hang out, do some chores.
Sure.
Saturday, hopefully, we have a visit from a very important person who will fix it a very important appliance in our home.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I'm just cruising. I'm stoked. I'm actually stoked. Football's about to start. Surf will start to pick up. Life's about to get way more fun. And the holidays are around the corner. Yay!
Don't rush things. Nobody? You know, let's get through this holiday weekend first.
Hey, before you say anything else, let me just point out. So a bunch of people have written in, hey, the beach in Marin is open. It's not open. Look, I can't keep up with all of the closures and openings. And I would highly suggest for any of you out there who have plans that include any kind of travel towards the beach, check online for their specific rules. Because I can tell you right now, there are beach closures.
You don't want to pull a Pelosi, which is what it's going to be called from now on, not knowing the rules and showing up someplace. You know, pull a responsible adult thing where you've actually checked on where you're going to go and made sure that it's going to be available to you.
I truly have the best of intentions as I've reported these stories. And yet each time there seems to be conflicting info out there. So that's where I'll leave it. Please check before you head out to the beach this weekend. Thank you.
Good advice. All right. Happy Labor Day weekend, everyone. And we will check you back here on Hope Day of next week because we got a 4-day one. Enjoy yours, whatever it is. Beat the heat. Vinny, have a great weekend. Bryn, Nicole, have a great weekend. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.